Good. So we want to finish off. There were two other things I wanted to talk about in Kuti. I think I told you to look at, if you had a chance, the Zecher Yitzchak. Anybody do it?
I didn't get that.
And the Maram Shik. But the Maram, I'm going to speak about them. I'll try to do it very quickly. And then I want to talk about Mumar L'Teyava. Okay. Oh, I was going to read the list, but all that singing kind of put it in a good place. But okay. So, yeah. So just two comments from the last shiur, just to bring us back to where we were, and you know, to talk a little bit more, just we're kind of on the cusp. We can't just ignore these things because they're very critical to our. First, just to point out, Tani brought to my attention two things. Number one is that since we were talking about configurations of gerus, meaning different circumstances, individual gerus. Ger Katan, we mentioned Evet Knani, a different kind of a Geirus. Of course, the big issue that we were talking about, which was absorbing whole communities, and whether that's qualitatively a different kind of Geirus. That also in the Sugya and Ksuvas Yud Aleph Omid Aleph, right? The question is whether or not my formulation now is there also like a family. Geirus, or a family package, deal of Geirus. That's because the Gemara there, in Ksuvis, one second, did I bring Ksuvis? I forgot. Oh, I did bring Ksuvis, okay. The Gemara there in Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph talks about, the Sugya of Ger Katan. We already talked about the Lamafreya in Ger Katan. But Ger Katan Apino Sodas Bezdin, the Schusulo. And the Gemara says that Ma'u the same Avik Kachav Befkera Nichale, because Eved Vaday Befkera Nichale, Kamashmo and Hani Mili Gadol Tom Tam Iser Avik Katan Skusu Lo. So then that already is an issue that we've discussed, right? Whether Knisa L'Klal Yisrael is an easy thing, a difficult thing. We'll talk more about that as we go forward. But then the Gemara tries to bring Rayas, and the Gemara says Hachav B'Mayaskinam Begershin Is Gairu Banav. Ubenosav imo. The Gemara says that denichalahu b'mai the avid avuon. So this is an interesting question in two senses. Like what happens when some families they go on family trips together. So this is like the ultimate trip. They cross the Rubicon together. So that's an interesting question. Rashi implies that if the mother. Brings the child and there's no father, that's different. That's a whole discussion. The Meiri has something to say about that. Like, what are the different configurations of Ger Katan? But the question is whether when the Gemara says that they're, that's Chusulo and Nichalahu, is that only with respect to that part of the Shakla Batari of the Gemara, namely, what the Chiddush is of the Ger Katan Matbilin, and the counter pressure of whether it is a schus, it's not a schus, and so on, or does it have to do with whether that the rest of the dinim of Ger Katan apply under that circumstance? For example, what about the question of the possibility of backing out before godless, etc. So there's a question, is there a special chalos gerus, when the family does it together, what constitutes the family and what are the issues involved in that. So just to be aware, since we're identifying different types of geirios, different chalos geirios, is there, a package, a family package deal or geirios, and what implications does that have? And of course, that's very lemaisa. That happens, of course, a lot. The other thing just to mention in that respect is that the Sugya Nivamos, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Avodim of an Eved Shetokfo Rabo, an Eved Katan, if you have a minor Eved where the father pushed him into Geirus, he was an Eved Knani I'm talking about, and that too is a very interesting issue. It really comes from the Yerushalmi in Masechet Yevamos. Rambam codifies it in Hilchos Avodim. The Nosei Kelim there all assume that that's just the regular din of Ger Katan Matbilin also Al Das Bezdin, and they even add that Migdilu Yecholim Limchos, they assume all those dinim apply. But the Rav used to say a lot in the name of his father, and then subsequently it was published in the Chidushi Agram Halevi, that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik didn't think that that was correct. But he thought that the din of Eved Katan, who is brought into Klal Yisrael, is a special category. And that has to do with the fact that he was an Eved, and that his Adon has the ability to impose that upon him. And he thought that the din of Higdili Yichalim Limchos would not apply in that. So that's, again, just another configuration of Geirus to be aware of, you know, when you're looking at the bigger picture. Point number two, this I'm going to get to more fully anyway. When we've already alluded to it a little bit. Tani brought it to my attention here because of the Girsa question, but we're going to speak still more about it, as I already alluded, and that is the question of Shechitas Akum and its status. As we already noted, the Rambam has a different pasuk, and there's conflicting evidence in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, in Hilchos Sher Avos HaTuma, Perk Beis, and in Pirshei Mishnayos, in the Mishnah in Chulin later on, about what he really holds about Shechitas Akum, and whether he limits it to Avodah Zarah or not. So in addition to all of that, or part of that story, is the Girsa problem in the Rambam. Did I not bring a Rambam? I should have brought the Rambam. Does anybody have Rambam here? That's of course the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Anybody have the Franco one? I know I had it on my desk. I don't know why I didn't bring it in. Silly. No one has? Oh, thank you. Okay, just make sure to get it back for me. I have like a bad track record stealing people's, you know, sorry. Speaking of which, we found some keys, right, Josh? There are some keys in my office that are not mine. So is anybody missing keys? Shavas Aveda. We'll discuss Shavas Aveda.
I guess we'll find out whether they deserve it.
For the Mumar. But anybody who's missing keys, please let us know. If not, maybe we should be farsing and more broadly, I guess. Okay, so the Rambam here, Nachri Sheshachat, Alpha Pi Sheshachat, Befnei Yisrael, B'sak and Yafeh, Ba'afilo Hayakatan, Shpitaso Nevela, right, Velokel Achilaso Minatora, Shenemar V'karo Lechav, Yachalto Mizivcho. Macher Shehiz here, Shema Yochom Mizivcho, Atalamed, Shezivcho Asur, Ve'in Adom L'Yisrael, Shein Yodeh, L'Hichos Shvita. Then he adds in the next, this is the already has a different pasuk. The afilo hayakatan is strange because if the pgam was simply in his status as a gavra non-Jew, the fact that he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael, katan is not a reason for there to be less. It sounds like the Rambam already is accentuating, but the question is how far to take this. Based on his different pasuk and based on the words of afilo hayakatan, it sounds like the Rambam is emphasizing the actual substantive role of Avodah Zarah as part of the Malkus and maybe also Psul, which leads us to the next halacha, which is one which attracted, as you can imagine, a tremendous amount of attention. The Geder Gadol Gadru, the Davar, right? Shafilu Goy She'ena Ovid Avodah Zarah, Shkitaso Nevela. So there are several questions connected with this Rambam, which we'll get back to. One, of course, is who is he talking about? Right, that's number one. Number two, when he says Shkitaso Nevela, what about the Malkus? Is it still Malkus? In the previous halacha, he said, Ma'achar Shehiz here, it's Asur, but Nachri Sheshachat Afi Sheshachat, Shkitaso Nevela V'lokal Achilasa. Right in the second halacha, when he speaks about Geder Gadru, he speaks about Shkitaso Nevela. So who's he talking about? What about a Gertosha, for example? And what about a Kuti? Okay. And is he talking about a Din Drabanan? Geter Gadru typically, you know, would mean Drabanan, but as we know, you know, the Rambam sometimes has his own kind of terminology, and sometimes we'll use, you know, just like he uses Divrei Sofrim in different ways, he might use Geter Gadru in different ways. my suspicion is that that is the case here. That's not the majority view of the Mefarshim. But if so, again, what's the relation? Is we talking about only the Gabi Malkus or even the Shkitasa Nevela status? Okay. So this is a very big, very big debate. There was a Girsa. Some have the Girsa. I think in the Frankel, that's the reason I wanted it. In the Shinuya Nuschos, they have one Girsa. Afilu Goy Sheino V'Dabarazar V'Kendi B'Ksav Ayad. The Shach, I'll read it in just a second, in Simon Beis Sivkatan Beis in Yaredeya, has a different gear. So his gear is Kuti below Goy. That's Geder Godal Godru Bedavar, Shafilu Kuti, Sheena Oved Abadazara, Shkitaso Nevela. Which means, and this is the Shach's, I'll read it inside just a second. The Shach's view is anybody who's a real Ove, who really doesn't have any Kedushas Yisrael whatsoever, that's a Din D'oraisa. Right? The Din that he thinks is Drabanan, Geter Gadru, Gadru, is only a Kuti. Okay? And this is the Shach's view, that apparently that is a Din. Kuti's, in other words, even a Gertoshav would be Nevela Doraisa and even Loke Midoraisa, right? And only a Kuti is an exception to that rule. I'll explain just a second, right? There is another Girsa that he has here, Biksavayad Zulat HaTeimanim Ubetur Uborchaskayim, right? Ubekolbo V'Sefer HaMaoros, it says Kagon Gertosha. So you have either the Girsa that we have, Goy She'en Ovid Abadazara, right? Which sounds like the most expansive. In other words, as long as he isn't an active Ovid Abadazara, even though he's not necessarily a Gertoshav, that's also under the rubric of Geder Gadol Gadru. The opposite extreme is that the only one under the rubric of Geder Gadol Gadru is, did I say that right? Is Kuti. Okay, but that would imply, and that's why it's relevant to our topic, that would imply that Kuti is more, if you take that and you understand it that way, that Kuti is more than a Gertosha. Meaning that Kuti has some semblance of Kedushas Yisrael, even according to the Rambam, even after the Gzeira. Okay? I mean, we know that the Rambam holds for sure that the Gzeira is Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. But does that mean that it's, you know, that there's no element of Kedushas Yisrael at all? If you have the Girsa that the Shach has of Kuti, the Shach himself is of the opinion, I'll read this in a second, that that's the right Girsa. And the Shach, as we know in Simin Kuf Nun Tes, when it comes to Ribbis, is of the opinion, like the Rambam, that the Gzeira is Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Can you say Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra and still be only Durabanan? The answer is, according to the Shach, the answer seems to be yes. So then that's also just very astonishing. It was like, you know, Yesh Koch Be'atakamim Lakor Bekum Ba'asei, as opposed to some of the other things that we were talking about. If you have the Girsa of Kagon Gertoshav, that's kind of something in between. That means somebody who's structurally and formally not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's still different than somebody who Lamaisa, you know, is not over the Barazara. So this, of course, is all crucial to understanding what the Rambam Shita is about Goy. My own, again, personal preference is that Geder Godol Godru may be a Dindaraisa here. That's not the, you know, most popular way that it's understood. Just to highlight it, the Radbaz explains that... is it the Radbaz? I'm sorry. The Lecha Mishnah explains that Klomar Afal Pishamarnu Shabakatan Avishkitasan Avela Minat Torah Vasa L'chal Godov Yavad Abadazara Bal Zeh Eina Ovid Abadazara Klal V'lekach Midrabanan Levad Hu Da'asur. The Lecha Mishnah, I'm sorry, the way Lecha Mishnah reads this Rambam is that it's only an Isur Drabanan. I mean, even the Nevela part is only Drabanan. There's no Malkus and there's no Nevela Doraisa. The Kesef Mishnah, I think, Umacha Kasev Rambam Begeder Gadol Godru B'Dabar Nir Shavinu Safar Shekol She'ena Obed Abadazara Eino Ela Midrabanan. That's a Kesef Mishnah. Again, he understands not only Gertosha, but anybody who's not really formally Obed Avodah Zarah is only Drabanan. But what I wanted to add was that the Radvaz is Mechalek, understands the Rama Mashmali, B'Div Rabbeinu, Shim HaYagoy Obed Avodah Zarah, Lo Kal Achilaso Minat Torah. Avalim HaYag Gertoshav, Nehidish Ketasa Nevela, Avalim Lo Kal Leah Minat Torah. Alamakas Mardus Midrabanan. Okay, so there are those who understand that this is all Drabanan. The Radvaz understands that the Malkus is Drabanan and the Nevela is Doraisa. That's an interesting in-between shita. And I'm suggesting that maybe the whole thing is Doraisa, but basically it's Midin, the potential of Avodah Zarah. But I'll get back to what I want to say and try to fit it in with the Pirush Mishnayos and the... and the Rambam and Nechos Sharavos HaTumah later. But for our purposes now, I just wanted to just bring it in because of the Shah, who argues that the Rambam Shita is limited to Kuti, I mean the Drabanan part, or whatever it is only Kuti. And that's because, in his opinion, even though it's Lakula and Lachumra, it's still Drabanan. Nir Lepiyan is Daiti, is the Shach Yoredeya Beis Beis. Yishchitas nevela midaraisa lekula alma. I mean, any, even a person who's not over the Abadazara. Kedisa b'tosefta behedya. Kedimashir nami b'divrei Tosfos for Rav. That's another pasuk. Kemuchach nami behedya b'divrei Rambam. Hanitfas im hakesef Mishnah. And his girsa is, then he quotes his girsa. Geder gadol gadru b'davar afilu kuti sheino over the kochavim shchitas nevela. Mashim lehedya dafka shchitas kuti sheino over the kochavim. Hu dehava midrabanan. Kedisa perakam b'dechulin, chachamim gazru al akutim, afilu she'enon over the chachamim, mishum she'pamachas matzu d'musiona, etc. Aval shchitas over the chachamim, afilu ein over the chachamim, emra over the chachamim, right, mina gavra gai, asur midaraisa. And then he wrote, points out, u'b'beis yosef, the kesef mishnah, because the same person, kosev daramam sovid over the chachamim mamish, she'ena over the chachamim, mina gavra goy, but it was not an Ovid Kochavim, Shkitasa and Asur, and the Drabanan. Bachav Nimshkwa Bach, and so on. But he thinks that the proper girsa on the Rambam is not that way. And that is, you know, everybody made the mistake and had the wrong girsa. But according to our girsa, that is not true, and he thinks that's a pshat and sharov and satuma. I don't have to go through the whole thing, etc. Okay. So, again, my personal view is that most of the girsos are not that way. And the simple pshat in the Rambam is that he thinks that bein l'kula bein l'chumra is because midaraisa, kutiyim, lost their kedushas yisrael. Okay, so that should be something to be aware of. Regarding the sam sofer very quickly, just to clarify a little bit more, first of all, Asher mentioned to me that it's interesting that the Sam Sofer uses the language of umma, and I think that is a good ha'ara, meaning part of what we're trying to explain is that the Sam Sofer's idea, just one more second, is that there's kind of like a national, you know, protection, like survival, you know, clause for Klal Yisrael. And that is that any invasion in the body politic of Klal Yisrael, let's say, which threatens its survival, you know, is expelled from it, you know, midaraisa. So again, it's a protection of the national interest. And I say, well, where's the makar for that? I think what I was trying to say the other day is, you know, it's an antibody, you know, it's like you don't need a makar. It's a natural protective, instinctual almost, national instinctive protection against, you know, destruction. So it's an internal thing. The fact that he also applies it to a Masur, as opposed to, you know, the absorption of this community, which was problematic, is also fascinating. And along the lines of what we said, mainly Masur being a national Begida, you know, kind of turning another nation against Klal Yisrael, or at least having that effect. But the point is that this is a kind of survival right. It's like a natural response, you know, that safeguards the interests of Klal Yisrael. So you had a question?
But if the Rambam thinks that Shkita's Goy, if he thinks that's Deraisa, if he thinks that Shkita's Goy to begin with, would be only because of Hashem said of Azara, it wouldn't make sense to, that phrase wouldn't really make sense.
Say that one more time?
It fits with what Rabbi said, I think. In Halakhi Adal, he compares like a Mumer, Azara, or an Apikuris, to a Goy, and then Shkita's Nadewa. If the only soul in Goy has to
was that actual or whatever Azara, this is no. That correct, that's one of my rights, 100%. Right. I mean, that would seem to imply that that it isn't only the actual Makshevas Avodah Zarah or Oved Avodah Zarah per se, because then that doesn't apply to Mechal Shabbos. Or correct, 100%. Yeah, we'll get to that, but that's one of the things I wanted to prove it with. Thank you. Okay, so one final point, and this is opens up the Maram Shik for us, that is that Aaron brought to my attention, it's here, there he is, yeah, asked me about the language of the Rajba in Torah Sabayis. Okay, which Aaron says what? He's right in the beginning, of course. Yeah. So he uses the expression Nasu Nachrim Gemurim instead of, although earlier he's quoting the Gemara, Anano Kaimelon Deshkitas Kuti Asura Filu Yisrael Omer Al Gabo. Lefisha asa'um akum gemurim. That's before. And then he quotes the Gemara, which also says, va'asa'um akum gemurim. But then when he sums it up, he says, matzu shokilku kol ma'aseihem v'nasu nachrim gemurim. So why is this important? We were discussing, you know, whether or not you need a gzeira, and if you do need a gzeira, is the gzeira what expels the this group, or the gzeira kind of is a fact-finding or an assessment, right? And then mimela, you know, they lose their Kedushas Yisrael because of their assimilation, because of their, you know, corrupt behavior which endangers Klal Yisrael, depending on the different models that we were speaking about. And then Reb Chaim, I think Natan asked this question, you know, that the way that the Rav apparently quoted Reb Chaim, in the Shiurim on Yevamos, it sounded more like, you know, this is Dover de Mimela, right? Whereas the Marshal, Karanora, etc., sounded like more, you know, that, you know, Chachmei Yisrael are, you know, work on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and, you know, they make this decision to expel this group. They can do it, you know, but it's done, you know, as a gzeira in a way. So Aaron was saying that maybe the language of the Rajba of Nasa is actually more in keeping with this idea that it's a, you know, once you've established this, that it's Mimel, correct? So actually that is, I don't remember that at the time, although I did. I think I did tell you to look at the Maram Shik, correct? Yeah? I didn't. Micah says no. Not the Zecher Yitzhak either? Aleph Chavkas? I hear it. In my Alex? What? I did. Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, I thought I said the Maram Shik also, but I'm just going to quote a few lines from it if we can get it on the. I'm not even going to, like, you know, send you my my version of it here because now this actually happened in the Bar-Ilan. So, actually, Maram Shik exactly says what you, except with some wrinkles. But he actually made the exact same deal. So apparently the Maram Shik, this is, you know, an important thing for Micah to hear also, you know, Maram Shik wrote Aros on the side of his Trumas, on the side of his Torah Sabayas. So, but then for some reason, he felt that for reasons that he mentions in his Hakdama, and I didn't get a chance to check out, that it was very important that his book have 410 simanim. I don't know. We're in Shemos right now, so one can only imagine, right? 410, or maybe Beis HaMikdash, right? So 410, I don't know. So anyways, he says, so he has to fill in a couple of simonim in his Maram Shik. So he spread it out, four of them on this topic, instead of putting them all in one, or maybe instead of not putting it in all together. So he says, again, it's very, very relevant. Both of these are very relevant to some of the issues that we've been discussing. So I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk about them. So he's bothered by this. Again, he starts off by saying what I mentioned before. He says, "Be'ezra tzuriu miskavia tchila lershom ma'ashachana." This is on Simen Taf Gimel. Got it? But it goes from Taf Gimel to he spreads it out, forcing money. So "Be'ezra tzuriu miskavi atchil lershom ma'ashachana Hashem b'shili b'lamdi sefer Torah Sabayis la'Rajba." Right, and then he says in the brackets, "V'hu misuman al sefer Torah Sabayis ve'taktiv kan k'dei l'malos misparim hasimanim l'tafyud." Simanim kasher yivuar tami v'nimuki ba'akdama. Anyways, I'll let somebody else do the research on that. But what he starts with is exactly Aaron's ha'ara. So you have to, you might have a kindred spirit out there. It's something maybe to pursue. Kemosh says, Kemosha kasavti bet kashmosha kasav atoras habayis nasu nochrim gemurim loshen zeshel arajba yivuar lekamanim yirtz Hashem. Right, meaning he's, when I just saw it the other day, because I was looking at this again, because I was pretty sure that I assigned it. No, you're saying no. Okay, so I apologize. But I had it already, so when I saw that, I didn't notice it the first time. But in light of his question, I said, this is probably what he means. And that's exactly what he means, as you'll see. And he basically says what we want him to say, mostly. Which is that the Gzeira on Kutim, he just thinks that there are two elements, because he's also trying to explain the language of the Gemara. So he basically comes to the conclusion that there are two dinim, basically, of Gzeira. And that's what I'll just give you the last line, and then I'll fill in just a couple more quick ha'aros. But this is in the last one that he has on it, which is Tav Zayin. It says, Vata Nachzor Linyanenu. Linyan shchita nir milushon rajba sheitchalnu bo v'nasim nachrim gemurim demidina nasu chen right v'hainu kein demistama v'shim dekilkalu v'havu mumrim umidina shchita sam psula bein lahakel right mikol shekein lahachmir v'chein ladas haramba madin kein right and so on. So this is his pshat. He says exactly what you said, which is that they lose their Kedushas Yisrael. In between, he says a bunch of things. He also wants to make, so I'll just tell you some of the things that he says very quickly, just to fill in the picture of what we were discussing. So mostly he says this idea, both for the Rajba and especially for the Rambam. He too understands that the Rambam Shita, Bein Lahakel Bein Lahachmir, mostly, again, I'll tell you the wrinkle in a minute, is a din d'oraisa, and it's the loss of Kedushas Yisrael. The only thing is that he doesn't think, that it's something like Stam Sofer or the Marshal or the Keren Ora, etc. He thinks of it more like what we were suggesting for the Tosfos Rit, namely that we're all observing, this group, and at a certain point, they became, or they reverted to being Geri Arayos, even though in the middle they were Geri Emes. That's very Mechudash. Again, he doesn't discuss whether it's Lamapreya. Pashtus, again, it's not Lamapreya. But he understands the Rambam and the Rajba, and anybody who holds that this is a Din Daraisa and something which is mostly Nasis Me'atzmo, Nasu, as being they just lost their, their credential. you know, but again, not that, like Natan was suggesting for originally for the Tosfos Read, not that like, oh, this action, this megala that we got them all wrong from the beginning, and more again, like, as we'll see in a moment, how things unfolded. I don't think that's the pshat in the Rambam necessarily, but it isn't so far. I mean, it doesn't matter so much. Again, it is a doraisa way to read the Rambam. So that's kind of what he says. What about the language of Gezeira? Here's the wrinkle. And why is it that the Gemara, I'll read you the lines in just a minute, why is it that the Gemara itself, not only uses the language of Gezeira, but zeroes in on very specific things like Eruvin, right? All that seems to militate against this approach. So for that, he says that there's a second din. Namely, what will happen if you have a kuti chaver, kind of a little bit like Noach was asking me, but not exactly the same. I'll explain the difference. Let's say you have a kuti chaver, I mean, a kuti, you know, but who's definitely not Ovid Avodah Zarah, and who is exemplary in his, you know, observance of mitzvos, and so on. So the Maram Shik thinks that that's the gzeira. That's the gzeira. Actually, I think there are two expressions of the gzeira. One is that, and the other one is, if you hold, like the Rambam, about Shechita, and you hold that Ger Toshav, let's say, is his Shechita is Ksheira Min HaTorah, depending on how you, what Girsa you have and how you read the Rambam that we just talked about. So if you hold those two things, he says, well, then the Rambam, for example, what will the Rambam do with the language of Gezeira? Yeah. So then, you know, even the Rambam should think that even if Kuti, right, you know, reverts or becomes, you know, Geire Arayos, and not Geire Emes, but there's certainly no worse than Geire Tosha, right? So that's the din for the Rambam, you know, or if you have a Kuti Chaver, that's the Gzeira part. Those are dinim derabban. But vis-a-vis, you know, if you need Kedushas Yisrael, right, Lekula or Lechomra, as far as that is concerned, right, and vis-a-vis the regular run-of-the-mill Kuti, not the Kuti Chaver, vis-a-vis that person, it's not Gozru, it's Nasa, and there's no Gzeira in it at all. Now again, obviously you could argue with him on the Rambam part. That depends on what we just discussed. I don't think that's a pshat, obviously, from what I said before, and not on support correct. That's one of my rayas. But in addition to that, you could argue with the first point, and that is that, now, here's an interesting question, because Noach asked me the question the other day, right? Let's say you have a Kuti who's behaving in exemplary fashion. But I think the point may still be, does he still identify as a Kuti? Now, if he's an individual, and he, you know, becomes part of Klal Yisrael, and he no longer identifies, or we no longer identify him, aside from his past, you know, lineage, which is irrelevant. So then I stand by what I said the other day. But if you have a Kuti Chaver, but he still defines himself as, you know, part of the Kuti population of Klal Yisrael, then the idea that the whole group, you know, loses its Kedushas Yisrael as a unit, you know, and then he would have to, you know, reapply, you know, through proper Geirus channels as an individual, I think that still might be the case. And that might be a Din D'oraisa too. I don't think that the you have to say what the Maram Shik says. As for the problem in the Gemara, it could be the Gozru is Herichu, or Gozru, they were Koveya this, and then Mimela, that's what it is. But either way, that is the that's the issue. So that is very, very important. Okay. Agav, he also says, I'll read these lines very quickly in a minute, the Maram Shik, another thing I want to take issue with, but I think, again, he's discussing a lot of things that we discussed and highlighting them. When he discusses the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, you know, whether the gzera is connected to rove or to miut. So he assumes in a pragmatic way, which most people I'm sure would, that, you know, if you hold like Rashi, then the whole gzera is likely to be only, is founded on a miut, and therefore it's a more flimsy, you know, kind of a gzera. Let's say, whereas according to the Ramban, where it's based on rove, so it's a more serious or significant gzera. That's his view. Again, my own view is that it might be exactly the opposite. That's what we were saying. In other words, I want it to be medayik in the language of the Gemara, and especially as Rashi understood it, that even in the miut times, it was basically miuta keman dekula. But again, because I have this whole view of, you know, the absorption of the totality of the community, so the fact that the miut is kekol, it shows already that we're looking at, you know, the entire community in a more fundamental way. Whereas for the Ramban, since there is rov, you might just say, well, we're koshesh, we're not koshesh lemiut, but we're koshesh lerov. And for Rashi, and that's the way he's understanding it, Rashi's even koshesh lemiut. That's pretty flimsy. And it's hard to say about a miut, you know, that they really lose their kedushas yisra. At least for the Ramban, it's, you know, rov. By the way, and even then, he says the following. He says that for the Ramban, when you have a rov, you know, and like not a kuti chaver, like you just call the parish miruba parish, a member of the kuti community. You know, if you don't know anything about this particular kuti, but now there's a rov. It says, oh, that's a didaraisa, that should be lekula and lechumra maybe, because called the parish miruba parish. But if you have a kuti chaver, this is part of his, you know, for the Ramban, that will be a gzera. But for Rashi, he's saying, it's the whole thing is a gzera, mitchila v'yadsof. Therefore, he wants to say, for the Ramban, maybe it's the kula l'chumra, on the rov part, not on the kuti chaver. But for Rashi, you know, it's for sure only l'chumra and not ever l'kula. Well, again, just to clarify, what I wanted to say was the opposite. You know, maybe because I don't know. But whatever. I understand. He's, you know, looking at it in terms of, you know, a stronger base, a flimsier base, etc. And what I'm saying is, the flimsier base never justifies treating a miut like a kol or a kol. Right. It's, the flimsier base is an indication that this is all about assessing, you know, as a unit, the totality of the community. And that's, again, why they have that language. And therefore, dafka more even, I mean, for the Ramban, I don't know if it's ever ruba, I don't think it's even ruba kekula. It's just, you know, azlinam basarov and koshishim. And for Rashi, because there's no such thing as miut kekula, maybe here that's all there is miut kekula. So that is, again, an important difference. But again, the way he's thinking, even though I'm suggesting differently, is along the lines of everything we're talking about. He does try to make an interesting diuk for the Ramban. He says, if you look at the language of the Gemara, right, the Gemara initially, how did it go? Tony? When the first time Rabbi Gamliel, they said what? What language that they said to him? Don't eat the, you know, don't drink the wine. Why? Like Shomer Nafsho or something? Just an interesting talk about, again, linguistic. The first time they said, like, Shomer Nafsho, what do you say? Remember? Ashwin says, in Bal Nefeshata, right? And the second time he said to him, Leis Kan Shomrei Torah? Okay, so he thinks that according to the Ramban, is a big deal. Okay? In terms of, you know, how chomor, or this is a fundamental din. This is a din of rov, called the parish biruba parish. Anyways, this is the suggestion that he makes. And then one other thing, I'm just going to read a couple of lines just to reinforce all this. But he has another Interesting ha'ara as well. If you recall, I mentioned that the when we read Tosas on Gimel Amud Beis, Tosas' view that the Man Damar says Geirei Emes, right, holds that there was a Geirus afterwards, right, a more sincere Geirus after the fact. And I was saying, so it's like, is there a Machlokas on Metzius, basically? You know, about whether there was a Geirus Beleit Shalem after the initial Geirus, right? Do you have to say that or not? So he, the Maram Shik, and also the Zecher Yitzchak, both suggest what I mentioned could be the Pshat, easier to say that Pshat for Tosas and Sukkah and some of the Tosa Rushes. We don't speak about, you know, doing a full Geirus afterwards, but Tiknum, you know, and that is this idea that he says himself. He says, I don't think it's a machlokas, Mandomar, Geri Emes, Geri Arias, whether there was a second, you know, proper Geirus Beleit Shalem. What I think what happened was, is that there was the original Geri Arias, right? And then in time, what happened was they started behaving like proper members of the Jewish community in terms of their level of Shmir Samitzvos. And as such, you know, their Tevila Lekeri and Tevila Lenida and so on became a basis, you know, to, on, you know, when you look at the whole history of it, right, to consider them to have a Geirus. So he, both of them, the Zecher Yitzchak, I'll get to Zecher Yitzchak in a minute, and the Maram Shik make that suggestion. And then he says the real debate between the Mandamar, Geri Emes, and Geri Arayos is, given that background, you know, can you, you know, can you attain full Kedusha Sisra? It's a halachic argument, you know, al yaday, you know, Tevilas Nida and Tevilas Keri, without it being officially Tevilas Geirus. Okay, so that also is an interesting facet in this discussion. Okay, so just very quick, I just wanted to read a couple of lines just so you see I'm not making it up. It's always good to... He starts off with the issue of the Rajbo. You have it up there on the... Do you have it? Okay, so just very quickly. He's troubled by the Tosas Yom Tov, who seems to paskin Geri Arayos. This is right in the beginning. And Masha Kosov Tosas Yom Tov Perek Zayin Denida Danan Paskinu De Geri Arayos Sein Tzorchiyun. In the end, his conclusion is that the Tosas Yom Tov didn't mean to say that we paskin Geri Arayos as opposed to Geri Emes in the Machlokas and the Gemara. What he meant to say is that post Gzeira, right, we paskin that they're Geri Arayos. In other words, we reopen that book, and that's how we paskin. But again, I don't think Lamafreya, but as a function of this being like an open and an unfolding assessment. Okay, so this this idea of Tosas that I just mentioned is in this paragraph. Anybody have that? Venera? Got it there? Dinei Tosas Kasav? In the first one. I'm just going to go in order very quickly just to pick out the key line. Anir de Tosas Kasav Shom, the Man Damar Kasav Geri Emes, Sovet is Gairu Libesov. The Kavanas Atosas Nirad de Lo Polig Bimitzius in his Gairu Libesov Mamish, right? Kolechad Viechad Kishar Geri Tzedek, Kamoshe Hisagal Kyosibo Haramban, Baritra Bechidush of the Kidushin, Ela Kavanasim Kamoshe Kasav Arambam, Besov Perakhes de Brachos, and Pirisha Mishnayas, de Vaorach Hayamim Kiblu Ator, Vahoyu Makpidim Alamitzvos, That's what I was just talking about now. The idea that there wasn't, he's saying this even for Tosas. I think it's better for Tosas and Sukkah and for Tosa Rush, but it's this very mechudash idea that there's no argument about what took place. The argument is only assessing whether or not in time, and again, maybe this is different for a Tzibur than a Yachid, in either direction. The Kavanoso Nira Al-Das Shekosan, this is fascinating also. Because if you remember the Ramban, Kosar Ramban b'chidushav elishu hu behipoch mehanach yeshomrim. The Ramban in Kiddushin, which we mentioned, He says, oh, the debate about Geir Arayos was only for the first generation. And the Ramban himself says, I don't think that's true, because the people, whatever they did in the second generation and the third and the fourth, they did al das, thinking that there was a proper Geirus in the first generation. So he basically says, you know, that you can flip that and say the opposite. The Bedar Rishon, the Kula Amo, Hayu Geirim, this is his flip. Hayu Goyim Gemurim. Elos Shebesof Ho, Behuchsiku Batoro, Malus Bneim, Betavlu Lekiriam, Ulinidasam, right? Chashvu Luhu Kegeirim, Kediisa Bivamas Memhei, but again, those are, you know, how would the Karele Bar Amram Yasav, and the Rif and the Rambam in that sugya. The Bekai Gavna Lachosh of Ger, Abavade Nami Moda the Halachu Bedarche Yisrael Vela Avdu Beorach Yamim Avar Zara, right? Vim Kain Ladas Rambam Shekasa Beisot of Shulchan Aruch and so on. The Nachri Shein Ober Avar Zara Mutal Akol Mishki Taso. This is what I mentioned before. So that for sure they get at least that, and the debate is whether they also get a real Geirus out of it. As well. So that is a critical idea. With regard to his understanding of the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, so that is later, if you turn later, that is Vamnam Ramban Raja Vasiatam Kasudime Rabami Ravasi, right? Kulam Az Rubam Kilkalu Vimke Bekuti She'en Anu Yodim Mativo En Anu Tzrichem Lagzera. This is Chiddush. This is idea that there are two levels to the gzeira, which I'm a little more dubious about. And then the next paragraph. Hanafka mina ben Ramban v'Rashi, l'Ramban, v'siyata, l'inan dvarim shamumar, pasol kuti nami pasol midina, gigon l'inan shchita, v'yaynesach, the kol v'parish meruba parish. Meaning for the Ramban, there's a doraisa here, at least not with regard to their being goyim, but at least with regard to their mumrius, aval l'Rashi, l'inan kol advarim, rak medrabanan pasol, ubikuti chaver gam l'Ramban pasol mitzag zera. And then he says, Amnam, Barambam, the Pirshim Mishnah is so parakas de brachos. It sounds like the whole thing is daraisa. Avalachar shamatulem demusion hechziko osam, behipuch, vizgalu, de lo kivnu meolam l'shem kadosh barchu, vimkein mashma de medina him kegayim. Right? And that, right. Hine das Arambam, the Pirshim Mishnah is tenida, de kutim ha'idneinu metamim ba'oel, vachazanim shacharam bekam makomos, right? Uperik Asar Yuchsin Afidu Lekula, right? It says in the Tosis Yomtiv says we pass in Gerei Rais, but that's Torah Tzarechiyun is going to end up saying it means Amnam Al Pi Devarei Rambam. And what it means is Igloi Milsal Amafreya De Lo Molov Atavu L'Shem Yehudis El L'Shem Argrizim V'Kim De Kvar Kasavti De Lo Gira Kol Echad Yechad Lifnei Gimel El De Demalu De Tavlu Echrichu V'Chzikum De Yoelem Kilo Izgayru L'Gamri Al V'Sof Echzikum B'Cheskas Kutiyim. So what he's saying, again, is exactly in the spirit of what we're saying. Namely, if this was a yachid, you wouldn't judge it this way. But because of this rocky, topsy-turvy, you know, history, you know, it's Gererayos, and your head's spinning, then, no, but they're machzik, you know, bedas, ki yehudim. But then actually, no, they're machzik, you know, bahar grizim. So, because it never really was, you know, other than, you know, Tvila Lekari Olenida, so that this is all undercut and undermined. The Zenira Kavanas Atosis Yantov Danan de Isla Gere Arayas was from the Besof Nigla, the Meolam Loch Zikub MS Vidasa Yisraeli, the Geres Dorishan Hayu Gere Arayas, that's what he means. Al Pize Asa Shaper Harambam, Afilukula Dinam Kegayim, below Sphere Le Kadasa Shochan Arch the Avenu Ezer, etc. Okay. So what does it mean that Nachrim Gemurim become linear the Vatal Rishus? Amaylo Ka'amar de Kegayim Gemurim Afil Lahakel? Ulurambam Kasha? So that's where he suggests that a son Kegayim Gemurim, Harem Mimela Kegayim Gemurim, right? But there'll be the Nafkamina, with regard to Shechita, Nevela, Lishitaso, either Kutichaver, right, or Mikan Bucha, Kedas Beis Yosef, Bekabanas Arambam, the limit commandment Kedas Ashach, right, that Kuti Larambam Nami Medina Pasol, that'll be the Nafkamina. Okay? By the way, there's an interesting Raya, and this pretty much gives the end of it, another Ha'ara. He says, how do you know that, you know, that this whole thing can be, that you can have somebody who's like a, maybe it's not even a Ger Tosha, because they were Be'elohayim Ha'yu Ovdim, right, that Shituf. So the Ram Shik says, oh, you see from our Gemara in general, based on the Psukim and Balachim, and everything combined, that there's no Isur Shituf for Ben Noach. Others disagree with this. This is a major theological argument. Imken afilu neim adafagav di gloi milsayu dekutiyim mikomokom dina midin ker kiger shoshav de mikomokom shav is the same shomrim, right? De nachri ena mitzuva ala shituf. Umehanech kutiyim shom b'malachim yedzayin yesh ksatz raya de mevur b'kro derak the Yisrael Nasar Shutav, Kihai. Ayin, right? Beloshan Akra, Kapitol Yudzayin, Pasuk Lamedalid. Lekach Komer, Filohachi Asom Kenochrim Gemurim. Right? Dekutim Igloi Lebesof Gere Rayos. Again, it works in with the Rambam Nechuz Yisrabiya. Then came Bidina Ein Dina Malika Gertoshav, right? And there's no din of that. Okay. And then finally, is a suggestion that for Rashi the whole thing is only L'chumra. Finally, he has a suggestion to be mechalek between Drabbanans and Daraisas. Maybe for Dinam Drabbanan you should paskin bein l'kula bein l'chumra kigayim, but for Dinam Daraisa we should be mechalek between l'kula and l'chumra. It's also an interesting idea. But this is kind of the upshot of the Maram Shik. So you can see he really touches on a lot of the issues. Although, again, I misdayeg from quite a few of the things that he says. And the idea of the Rajba and Nasa is certainly something that he upholds. Finally, just the Zecher Yitzchak for a minute. Zecher Yitzchak's big idea is the idea that there are two aspects of games. I think I mentioned this already. One for Ishus and the other for Chiyuv Mitzvahs. Again, whether he means, you know, Kedushas Ishus as a category of Kedusha, or he means Chiyuvim and Isurim, not so clear. His idea of Knisa LeKahal also, by the way, is about Losis Chatein Bam. It's not about Tfisas Kedushin, which I think is not such a davar pashut. He assumes any person who is Chayav B'mitzvos has Tfisas Kedushin. And the Isur of the Knisa LeKahal is always about Losis Chatein. Then he goes on to analyze this and to suggest, again, that the paradigm of this is the absence of bringing a korban. You did mila and tefila, but you didn't bring a korban bizman mikdash. Right? He thinks the korban part is very critical. He goes on to discuss what happens if a person didn't bring a korban bizman mikdash and then the mikdash was charev. He still thinks that you have to do something to upgrade your Kedushas Yisrael. Because Bishas Geirus, you were missing something, which now is accomplished by the Tefillah. Tefillah does double duty now, right? But that is still a pagam in your initial Kedushas Yisrael. And he suggests that the nafkamina may be whether or not you need a new Tefillah L'Shem Geirus, or a Tefillah, you know, L'Nida U'L'Keri. He also has that idea. You know, might be able to accomplish Geirus in a context. But opposite the way you would think. He says, for somebody who thinks they're doing a Geirus but is wrong, then Tefillah L'Nida U'L'Keri will be fine. For somebody whose Geirus was fundamentally incomplete because they didn't bring a korban when they should have, you need a new Geirus, and therefore you need a Tefillah L'Shem Geirus. That's one of his kiddushim. But the biggest point is this distinction between Los Tzchatein and everything else. And what I want to just conclude with, just to mention very particularly, mostly he speaks about individuals, you know, like lacking ritzui karbon, etc. Or the givonim, and then in the end he speaks about the kutim. By the way, he also applies this to an eved meshuchra. Why does an eved meshuchra need an extra tevila? After all, he has kedushas yisrael like an isha, lola miisha. And this goes back to our Shavuot days, our different models, and we mentioned it here as well. He says, no. He only needs the extra tevila to neutralize los eschatei ba. The emesay shishbonin, the hobe eved meshuchra, boi tevila meizatam. Acha shenasa ki yisrael gomer rak the dino ki isha. Amnam lefim bashen isbayar, isbar lanu heitev. The birarnu the shnei dvarim yesh begeirus la tira bekahol u davar nifrad sheichalim lehichalek. Miata beeved kivin degam achar tviluso asur miloya kadesh. Shuv la yuchal lahakriv korban o bezman hazet tviluso lahatir lo umelin nishar alze kamo lo hir tzos damo. Ulze achre shichur nehi delav dalaya kadesh paka mimenu deino eved. Mikamakom lav dalos ischaten yesh alavu boi tvila. Ubizman abayis hayin nitzrach lekarban. Because Eraklin and Isur and non kiddushin is tafsiba. Very big kiddushin. The basic idea, though, I think is more. And then he says, finally, about kutim, limalos hagilyon amarti mashenira liliashev rashi b'ksuvis hatmu miod shapirish kutim asiri belos ischaten. The geri arise, v'tamu alav tosis, v'mishna zos soveres, the geri emes. Im lokein hechayavim beknas hu pli atzuma hu fima she nizbayar divrei Rashi ole lenachon that Tosus kasu bechulin the man sphere legeri emes af the ksiv bekra behedja hanu the achakach nizgayru legamri the pshata pashut v'chein matzasi lemaram hainu kivin de nagu gam achre chein minag yadus again not like the Maram Shik. Right, I think he's quoted the Maram Shik, yeah. That, or maybe it's their regular Maram, that basically, not a Gerus Chadasha, Shlema, but Tvila Lekeri. Have a kavod Tvila Leniduso, Tvila Lekerio. Behine, Zeb Vadai, Bizman, Shenis Gairu, Asu Kedin, Ukahalacha, Deboy Gimel Dvarin. Meaning they did all the procedures. They did Tvila, they did Mila, they had, you know, Hartzah's Karban. Does how you base a mikdash? I'm on kivin that gerus hoisa b'shvil arayos imkain ein gerusam elav mesh and nagu achrechein, meaning it was contingent on how they were going to behave. Avol kivin shelo ikrivu oz karbanam, that korban shikrivu kodem. Again, he lays a lot of it not on the korban itself, not just the korban as an exemplar of missing gerus. Rak l'ko madalo boy korban shapirheim geri emes. Mashenkin linyan lav de lotischatein de boy korban. A korban, ho you bishvil arayos. Ubeze havele gere arayos. Which basically says pshat and rashi, which is very similar to the Meiri. Except the Meiri may mean that there's no tvisas kedushin as well. Okay, so these are just some elements that reinforce and, you know, kind of deepen some of the issues that we discussed. Good. Okay. Evan's chassid. So, want to do the honors? It's a good skula for the beginning of the. Yeah? Okay, Mumer LeTeyava. So, what do we know about Mumer LeTeyava? And it goes back, we know a little bit about it on Gimel Amud Beis. Evan? Unless you want to say that you've been Osik B'mitzvah, therefore. What? We'll find out. I've immense confidence. So on Gimel Amudeis, we have an Abaye and a Rama. On Mumer LeTeyavon, what's that? This is just the Chazara part. Or we have to go to the new parts. Where the Gemara is going back and forth to try to figure out why each... Excellent, exactly. So the Gemara says, like, why? And Rava had already advanced his opinion. What's Rava's opinion? Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Rava, but what is it, Ravashi in the name of Rava? Ravashi, right? Ravashi Amar Hachi Ketani, Hakol Shokhtim Afil Yisrael Mumer Lamai, Lechol Nevelos L'Tayavon. Okay, the Rava, Dama Rava, Yisrael Mumer Lechol Nevelos L'Tayavon, Bodek sake v'nosan lo mutalachom mishkitasa. Aval lo badak v'nosan lo yishkot b'mshachat bodek sakino achrav nimsa sakino yafa mutalachom mishkitasa v'mlav aso lachom mishkitasa. Right? That's Rabba. So what's the upshot in Rabba? What's the... Excellent. So Bdika Sakin will neutralize the problem of Mumar Latayama. Correct? Okay. That is the view of Rabba. And what is that based on? What principle? But we'll read it again in a second when we get back to, you know, the larger, more expansive view of Rabba. But we already know, Rashi already told us, I think, right? Right? Rashi here on Gimel Amud Beis on the top. Dafka okol l'teyavon, aval hachas afilu nimtze sakina yafa lo, demuad l'navel b'kavona b'yadayim. We'll have to get back to that, Rashi. Right? But why does b'dika sakin work? Where's the Rashi? On the bottom? Yeah, on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Kilo mashka cheter. Right, ochel nevelo, so makar shasakin beduka. You have it, Evan? The ochel isura. Imzu peguma. Okay, meaning, lo shavek atera v'ochel isura. Meaning, a mumer ochel nevelo, so teyavon, right, is neutralized by lo shava katera, the achal isura, and therefore if you give him a sakin yafa, it'll be fine. And then Rashi adds, here bedafka ochal tayabon aval hachis afilu nimse sakin yafa lo demur lenava bechavana biyadai. By the way, it sounds like Rashi here holds that the problem of mumar lahachis is a pragmatic problem, right? I'm not so sure about that. I mean, it is actually like them more. Meaning, I meant in the other direction, unlike being like mufta begavra, you know, like a min. Like what Tosa says on Gimel Amud Beis, right? Tosa says, kutim gerei rayos shchitasam psula, kamo over kochavim, right? Lafuke over kochavim. V'ochel nevelos lahachas. Okay, I'm getting a lot of order, but already on Gimel Amud Beis, there seems to be an interesting little debate between Rashi and Tosis about mumar lahachas, which we'll get back to. Right, Tosis and the Rush seem to think that mumar lahachas is like a goy. Right, omid al gabav wouldn't work. And Rashi, it may not work, but Rashi thinks that the problem of mumar lahachis is muad lenavel bechavana v'yadai. Okay, so it sounds like, according to Rashi, the problem of mumar lahachis, that's what I meant by that, is a practical problem. Maybe an insoluble practical problem. Right? But that's not what Tosis says on Gimel Beis. Right? For Tosis, it's a formal problem. It's a status of the gavra problem. Correct? Okay. But on Mumar L'Teyavon, as Rashi fleshes it out, Rava's of the opinion that you can neutralize the problem, even without being witnessed by other people. Right? Namely, Lo Shava Katera V'Yachal Yisura. So if you're Bodek Sakin V'Nosein Lo, or if there's Bedika La'achakach, and the Sakin was not Pagum, there should be no problem. Okay, we'll see whether this is the case. And so why doesn't Abaya, this is Ravashi's quote of Rava, why doesn't Rava himself say that pshat? And why doesn't Abaya agree with that pshat? Right? That's the question of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Abaya lo amar ki Ravashi. Lo svir le hada Rava. Because he argues, Keep going, just one more line. Ala Rava. I mean, we're saying this in the name, Rav Ashi is saying it in the name of Rava, but that's not Rava's pshat in the Mishnah. Meaning when he says the whole Kuti thing, he's just being like, you know, Hillel-esque, you know, or even more, like he's being a gentleman. He's saying, I want to, when he says the thing about Yotzei V'Nichnas, the debate about Yotzei V'Nichnas and Omer Al-Gabav and Kuti and so on, so it's not because he thinks that's pshat in the Mishnah, but he's trying to say, well, even if, you know, according to you, Abaya, you know, we have to kind of expand it a little bit to Yotzei V'Nichnas, not just to Omid Al-Gabav. Meaning Rava was being a super gentleman here. Okay? It's important to know. Right? People always ask the questions about, you know, the Rajba and the Ra'ah and the Balamor and the Ramban, you know, but you also have a Rava and Abaya. Okay? Anyways, and Hillel and Shammai, and the Hillel part. Okay, so what does it mean? So the Rava part is irrelevant. I mean, it's not real relevant. It's relevant to good manners. But, the Abaya part is very important. I mean, Abaya disagrees with Rava. What do you mean he disagrees with it? Isn't what Rava said perfectly reasonable? The guy's a Momer L'Tayavon. Meaning he can't control his passions, right? He's out of control. There's no self-restraint. But if you give him a proper sakin, he's not a mobile hakas, right? So what does a buyer really think? That's the question. Oh. So later on, this is what we want to know. What are they really arguing about? Correct? So what can you think, just off the top of your head?
Whether or not any of school, either in your mother's staff, would bring you out of Paris Vito.
Bring you out of?
Paris Vito.
Okay. Either more broad, but then it would be a specific debate about Nevela, or about Shechita. Exactly. So these are two things to think about, right? But we're 100%, you know, both with respect to Shechita more specifically, or more generally, assuming that debate will apply to other things. There seems to be a question, right, about Mumar Ochel Nevelis L'Teyav. Or we could say it this way. At least Legabe Kashrus in Shechita, and maybe other things as well, let's say it this way, Rava really assumes two things. Right, Evan? What are the two things?
One, that they aren't
okay. Number one, there's no real chashad problem. You can neutralize the chashad problem, which is a pragmatic problem, basically, right through Lo Shava Katera V'Yachal Yisura. Moreover, he's assuming something else, and that is that the only problem to contend with is a chashad problem. Meaning there's no, what would you say? How would you say it? Correct. Excellent. There's no psul gavra just by virtue of the fact that you are a mumar l'tayavon. Even a mumar l'tayavon, right, be'oso dava. Because here we might be mechalik, right? So Rava basically is assuming there's no psul gavra vis-a-vis shkita, maybe in general, also something to think about, right? And then, moreover, in terms of the pragmatic chashad, because, I mean, the guy he does have a past. You know, we know that he's not so reliable, he's not so principled, right? So, Lo Shava Katera V'Yachal Yisur. Now, Abaya, who disagrees, what does he think? This line in the Gemara, which just says, I don't believe in Rava, doesn't tell us very much, right? So it could be that he argues on Yeah, it could be on the pragmatic side. He just thinks that that's just wrong. Okay, and how would you say, based on the Gemara that we're going to read in a second, how would you say that? Questions know what it means. Is there a line in the Gemara that expresses that? Later on, that's what we're about to read. The what? No. We'll see what all that means too. But in the Shaklev Tar, I'm going to have you read it in 1 second. What's the line? Yeah. Say it a little. Yeah. Kim de Dashbe have a kahater. Now that sounds like it's a pragmatic statement. It doesn't have to be, but it sounds like it. Right? The Rashash Alatar, when he wants to explain Kiva Dadashbe, and Dawan Omid Aleph, I think, I'll check on in a minute, says, it's like the din of, Kiva de Avar Aveir Nasa Lo Keheter. Okay. But it's also possible that Abaye could disagree for a different reason. And maybe that would be the pshat of Kiva de Dash Be Dash. Meaning, he has a shame, Mumar. Is a shame Rasha, and his shame Rasha apostles him for being a Shochet. That would assume two things, that there is a shame Rasha when you do an Aveira B'teyavon, even B'teyavon, in other words, and that that's enough to disqualify you for Shechita. Right? That's an interesting question when you think about it. Just take a step back. I mean, we're going to read this now inside the Gemara, but, right, what do you think? Shalom, where's Shalom? There it is. Yeah. What do you think? Should a Mumar L'Teyavon have a shame Rasha the Gavra?
Makes sense
for sure. So, number one, good point. There might be a difference between L'Oso Inyan and L'Davar Aker. That's the idea that he is not trustworthy. Right, as far as that is concerned, that probably has nothing to do, with Oso Davar and Davar Acher. Right? All things being equal. Meaning he hedonistic, temptations, his commitment is very wobbly. Right? So that could express itself in a whole bunch of ways. So there might be, but when it comes to the shame gabra, mumar, again, it's not mukhrach. You might say there's a general shame mumar, right? But the idea that there might be a mumar la'oso davar, like it's a rasha la'gabe nevela, that's certainly a place to draw the line. So the truth is, it's really a very important, question. How do you look really at, principle and rishus and temptation. Like it's a very basic question. Like, he's not a mumar lahachis. It could be that when he looks in the mirror, he thinks he's a pretty firm guy. S-L-O kim ani aray, a little bit like the kutim, But when push comes to shove, when he's tested a little bit, it doesn't take much for him to fail. You know what I mean? So how much, sympathy, I guess, do we have? One way to look at it is the guy has no self-restraint, no discipline. It's a psychological problem. He's not a Rasha. He identifies with Klal Yisrael. He perceives himself, as an observant, person, even as a Yorei Elokim. But he, I wouldn't say Nebuch, but, he's constantly failing in his, in his commitment. That's one way to look at it. And the other way, of course, to look at it is that, what kind of commitment does he have, that he has no, no discipline, no principles, I mean, is it much of a commitment if it doesn't take much? I mean, you know, if it's convenient, he's not lahachis. But maybe that posture is a Russia kind of a posture. You know, religion isn't supposed to be, you know, something that is, easy. It doesn't require any kind of effort or challenge. So his inability to rise, even in a minimal way, to the occasion, you know, of demonstrating some sort of principle, I can see that that might make him a Rasha. I mean, there are just basically two ways to look at Mor LaTayamo. Now, whether in the bigger question, I mean, this is a halakhic question, not up to us to assess. I'm just saying that objectively, when you know people who are constantly lax and constantly inconsistent in their commitments to anything, there are two ways to look at them. You could say, oh, he's a victim of his lack of willpower. Or you could say that, you know, with much less sympathy, you know, he's really unprincipled. He only does things when they're convenient. Okay? Now, what does the halacha think about this? That's an interesting question. But that's what we need to look at a little more. Is there a din in Mumar L'Tayabon of Regavra Russia? Whether it's in Losa Davar or in general. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph for a minute. Gimel Amud Beis, we only know, again, Gimel Amud Aleph we know of Rava, and we know of Lo Shava Keter of Yochali Sura implicitly. Gimel Amud Beis, we know that Abaya disagrees with Rava, but we don't know exactly how and why. Agav, we've also picked up a little information that there's a difference of opinion between Rashi and Tosis regarding Migul Lahachis, you know, whether it's a, you know, pragmatic problem, although a significant one, right? Or whether it is a shame Rasha Begavra, maybe even a shame Min or Akum as well. Okay. Yeah. Question?
Yeah. Isn't it also possible that essentially,
Mitra
part of this is a worldview.
Yeah, isn't that kind of similar to the second thing I was saying?
It is similar, but it's more so
that meaning he's a convenient observer of mitzvos, which means he basically doesn't believe in commitment. He believes in convenience.
Yeah.
Or maybe that shows that he's like a cultural Jew, but not a, you know, not a theologian. I don't know.
And
something
the
like
day,
that.
Significant, call him Mumar,
yeah, right. Correct. So we're going to see about that. And one of the things I already alluded to, which is that the Rambam, when he speaks about Momel Teyavon, I don't think it's a coincidence fully that he doesn't mention the Teyavon part very much. And like, so at least if you say Momel Teyavon, linguistically, like it, you know, maybe neutralizes it a little bit. You know, are you reading the first word or the second word? But if you call a Momel Teyavon stam a mumar, then then even more so are you emphasizing that part of it. Which doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to treat him like a min, but the point is there may be expressions of Ipsil Gavra, you know, in addition to the chashash or the lack of nemanus, right, or lack of kaskas kashrus that is implied by it. I'm just saying that, you know, like if you take a behavioristic approach, you'd say, poor guy, you know, he doesn't have that, that quality of self-restraint. And if you take a principled approach to say, the only time he ever showed remitzvahs is Lo Shava Katera, Bachal Isura, you know, it's good for him. in the Rav's essay, Ish Halacha, he has a famous footnote, right, we discussed this in other contexts, where he talks about the modern perception of religion as something which is, you know, very tranquil and very, you know, something that's always behavioristically very constructive and attractive, and he's violently opposed, you know, to that definition. This is like the Rav L'Shitaso, but he says, you know, religion is about commitment, and it's about making sacrifices, and you know, both practically and intellectually and spiritually. You know, it sometimes includes, you know, being in a state of, you know, torture or at least, you know, a state of anxiety. You're supposed to be, you have yira, and you're supposed to struggle with things. So this idea that a mumar l'tayavon is like, you know, poor guy, that certainly we don't. It's not an excuse for averos. It's no, not onus, you know, what yitzro tokfo. Again, you can't compare him to a mumar l'haches. But is he more like a mumar l'haches, you know, or more, you know, like, you know, an onus, just he doesn't get the p'tur? That's kind of what we're discussing. Okay, good. So go ahead, Evan, if you don't mind. What is it, Gufa? That's a little more explicit. Gufa Marava? And Dalar Amadalar. Right, here's explicit what Rashi was quoting before. Right, the Shavikater of Yachali Surah. Again, whether we see that as like, you know, pretty good or, you know, just not as bad as it could be, right? But for sure, for Rava, the agenda here, Evan, is to be machshir shchita, right? And even to neutralize this kashad, does that mean that Rava doesn't think that a mumar l'tayavon, you know, has a shame rasha regarding other things, other dinim? Not clear. Right? All we know so far is that he's saying this about, as far as Shechita is concerned, he's not mufka. Okay? Not on a practical level, and apparently not on a gavra level either. Okay. Yahi. Oh. So that's an interesting... Okay, what's the answer? Yeah. So again, I think this could be, this line in the Gemara could be understood in a very innocuous way. Right? Where the Seifa is, you know, emphasized more than the Reisha. Oh, we didn't think, you know, that Bedik, you know, like, so what's the, what do you need Bedika for? The answer is Mitzvah Tlod Tara. Meaning it's, one way to read the Gemara is that it's a, you know, it's a, this is a pragmatic line also. Like, how far, you know, is, like, if he's not going to get his food now, he's going to eat it. Well, let's say he has to do a little bit of work on the Sakin. His self-restraint or self-discipline doesn't even extend to that. You know, so we're being told, yeah, even that, Mulatayapa. Right? Or does it go to the bigger question that we're raising, which is what the Gemara is saying, listen, he's a pretty good, you know, he's a good guy. He just has some, you know, some discipline issues. You know, he's not an onus, because that's not Ptur Onus Chalila. But, you know, basically he has Cheskas Kashrus. So, you know, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to shack with the sock and fungal. Is that the idea? And then the Gemara is saying, no. He's a convenient Jew. You know, his threshold, that's, what I'm asking is this Havamina Maskana about, you know, the technical quantitative threshold of his Teyavon? Or is it more about, you know, whether we perceive him mostly as a mumar, you know, or is mostly as someone in the thralls of his tayavo. Right. Hard to know, but I think that is an interesting line. Okay, go ahead. Amar Rabbanan and the Rava. Chemson Shalov Rabeira. Yeah, this we have something we have to do separately. We're going to leave it for now, but Achara Pesach, let me just go through it, yeah? Yeah, this is of course an interesting question about chametz she'avar olava Pesach and chalipe isuriana doraisa and or durabanan. Right, what are the parameters of that halacha? Okay, so that comes up here because of mumar l'teyavon and lo shavakater of yachali sura, but agav it's a very interesting issue. So we're going to skip it right now, but we are going to get back to it. You have to look at the Rashi, the Tosis, the Ramban, the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, you know, the some of the Tosis in, you know, the discussion of you know, chemtso, chometz, you know, doraisa, or zman doraisa, you know, in the sugya in Psachim. So this Rashi, Tosas, Ramban, Tosas here, Tosas in a bunch of other places. We're going to have to get back to that. But what's the basic idea in terms of what we're interested in right now? It's muti miad mideshe machlifen. Say again?
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Now, what does that mean? Again, the Avodah, just to be, get it on the record, but we'll talk about it later. So this Rashi discusses what problem? About the Mipnei Shein Machlifan. Whether or not that really helps him or not. If you have something which is Asar Bahana, right, and then you swap it for something which is Mutar Bahana, can you be Nana from it? Because isn't that an oblique way of being Nana from Isra'na? Right, if you didn't have the Isra'na, then you wouldn't get the thing that's not Asar Bahana. Right, that's the problem of Tachlife Isra'na. And that's the issue that is discussed here a little bit. What effect does that have on the Gavra who's Machlif? You know, does it have any effect on anybody else? Is this something called like a Tfisas, you know, Isurei Hana, like you find in Shvius and Avodah Zarah? Right, so that's part of the discussion. We'll leave that Rashi and Ratosis and others for now, but we'll come back to it because it's an interesting topic. Okay, but for our purposes, right, it's a Lo Shava Keter of Yachal Isur. Go ahead. Savrua. Then the Gemara says, how do you know? Bimai. But maybe in a Doraisa we wouldn't be Mako. So this also touches the question whether the difference here is only because of what's at stake being Doraisa Drabanan, or in terms of the Tachlife Isuri Ana, it also matters whether Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach is Doraisa or Drabanan, and whether it applies also to Kemp to Shogoy or not. So again, we'll get back to this. Okay, go ahead. Even if you hold that way, he says it's not still a good raya, because even if you hold it's from Shimon and it's only a Din Drabanan, go ahead. Miktani. Yeah, excellent. So what's he saying? Linguistically, it doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying, you know, we're so mech, we're tole, you know, that there was a machlifin. It sounds like what we're saying is what? Vadai. So the vadai is based on the chazaka of Lo Shava Keter of Yachal Isura. If it was a din that no matter whether it was Dreis or Drabanan, in terms of being mekel or machmir, then it would sound like a safek. Right? Okay, good. And then once this is true and it's a good raya, then it's even a better raya, because if you're vadai about the person, you know, even drabanan, right? He's a pretty good Jew. He's more of a teyavon guy than a mumar guy, maybe. Right? Even drabanan's, or no, it's still, he's just a convenient Jew. He's a path of least resistance Jew. You know, but that's true even under Rabbanans. Okay. Lema Sayele. Yeah. One of those tough to crack, you know, brises. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Arlos. So this is already an important category. And what is this? That mumar la'arlus is a mumar la'davar echad. And we want to know whether or not, because savar mumar la'davar echad, lo ava mumar la'chal Torah kula. But there's a man damar who thinks that mumar la'davar echad is mumar la'chal Torah kula, yeah? What are we talking about here? Mumar la'teyavon? What? I know. No, you're right. It is a good question, and it seems to be That's who holds that way? The Rashi, the Rajba, probably tells us, what does Rashi say? Mumar la'orlos. Rashi says, Mevait b'mitzvah zu. Mevait has a connotation, it doesn't say explicitly that it's lahakas, but Mevait has a connotation of lahakas, meaning he's rebelling, he's kicking away this mitzvah. Now, if Rashi meant Mumar la'teyavon, right, then that would be a very strong echo that even Mumar la'teyavon is considered to be, you know, some sort of a Rasha, maybe not enough for passeling him for Shechita, but a real Mumar. Right? You don't use a language Mivaet, you know, if it's just, you know, pretty innocent. Right? So the Pashtus, Rashi is saying Mumar la'hakas. Rajba? Mumar la'hakas. What does the Rambam hold? Hard to know. It's a Havamir of the Gemara. You pick up anything on that? It seems like the Kesef Mishnah at least read the Rambam. Ellie? Yeah. He understood that this is Mumar l'teyava. And this might be the case for the Ran as well. Talk about that next time. Now, what's the significance of this? Is there a view, Ellie, that Mumar l'davar echad is a Mumar l'kol tar kula? If that's Mumar l'haches, then that's less mechudash. Right? Understandably, from every point of view. First of all, you know, Tosas already said that a Mumar l'haches is like a guy. Right? Even if you don't go so far, the idea that a Mumar l'haches is a Rasha in a more serious way, in a Psul Gavra maybe, certainly very reasonable. Correct? There's no extenuating circumstances. There's nothing to be malamed schus or to be tolan, you know, etc. So to say that Mumar l'davar echad, a Mumar l'hakas l'davar echad, is a Mumar l'chad torakula, is a reasonable position. But if you hold, if the Kesef Mishnah is right in the Rambam, and if the Ran is right, that what? That Mumar l'davar echad here is Mumar l'te'avon. There's a view that Mumar l'te'avon is a Mumar l'chad torakula? Meaning it's possible. Not just, you know, that we think that if he's a Mumar l'te'avon, he's for Davar Echad, he's probably likely a Mumar l'teyava l'dvarim acherim. That we probably actually do think. Yeah?
How do we explain Shitas HaTosfos as being Mumar? I mean, we wouldn't be able to say he's a Mumar l'hakas. Otherwise, the Mumar l'arel, l'arelis, shouldn't be able to check.
Well, the question with we paskin and what the day of the Gemara.
Because it's supposed to say on
Gimel. I understand. We'll get to that. We'll get back to it. I understand. You're saying if you hold like Tosin Gimel the day, you said Mumar l'hakas is kegoy. Unless you say that Tzmach Lokas in the... It might be. Anyway, you have to look at the Sugan of Arda. We have to integrate everything we're doing here now. We're going to stop in a minute. We have stuff to go through the Shaka Nataryas in Avodah Zarah and in Horios. Right? So are there different days in the Gemara? Right. Just like there are different days in the Gemara about Mumar l'Avodah Zarah, which we're going to get to Rav Hanan in just a minute. Right? So maybe this particular Braisa has a more kal view that he's not kegoy. Right? In the Gemara itself, there's a debate whether Mumar l'hakas, you know, is a min or a mumar. So that already leaves you plenty of flexibility towards the Gemara. But the bigger point I want to make here, if you hold the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran against the Rashi and the Rajba, right? So there's a view that Mumar l'teyavon is a Mumar l'chol tar kula. Right? Meaning it's a psul gavra. Now, if we don't paskin that way, that's fine. That could just mean that, you know, it's not a psul gavra, you know, of, you know, universal proportions, but there's some element of real mumrius. Is there some element of, or some echo of psul gavra? Very possible. Now, it's something to isolate, you know, to demonstrate. Now, is that the pshat in Abaya? Maybe not. Maybe yes. Does even Rava maybe think that there are times when that element applies? Maybe. Okay, but that becomes a very critical like, you know, moment in the halakha. Okay, continue for a minute. I'm just going to, we'll stop and I just want to get through a little more. This is a filu Yisrael Mumar. What is that? Right. Ella Mumar lo sadabar. Ukadaraba. Wait, so Mumar lo sadabar lo means? It would not be kosher. I mean, like Abai, like we're ending up in a Sefer Abaya. Right? Again, why? We don't know. Either because it's kosher or because it's a psul gavra. Right? Okay. But then my taima, here's where we get the line. Oh, so is that about behavior? I mean, you think it's l'shabak yisura, l'shabak hater of yachal yisura, because it starts out that way. But this is mostly like, and that's the rashash, you know, nasa lo keheter, kibda avra aveira, nasa lo keheter, psychologically. Right, the first time you do something, it's like taboo. Right, you do it with trepidation, and then when you repeat it, it's nasa lo keheter, right? So that's a behavioral comment, and therefore this debate between Abai and Rava is on the behavioral level, or this is a way of saying kim de dash be ke teira damale, meaning he's not going to, even if he isn't going to do it, you know, still the fact that he couldn't muster sufficient discipline and self-restraint, you know, the fact that he's only a convenience shomer mitzvos, you know, not a committed shomer mitzvos, or whatever you want to call him, right? Nasa lo keheter. Maybe he won't do it. You know, maybe it's still lo shavak keter rav yachal yisura. But from his point, the fact that he could do this, nasa lo keheter. You know what I mean? But pashtus, it sounds behavioristic. I think it's still possible to read a begavra. Okay, keep going. Oh, so this is, of course, a very big chiddush, right? Surprising. That's because, you know, there's a range of views. We're usually not so aware of that. But a mumar l'avodah zarah, right, is also not a mumar l'kol ha'tarah kula. So we go from thinking, we're going to stop here for, and then we'll pick up with the gufa next time. Let's speak about this and see if there are more echoes of this. So on the one hand, if you hold like a kesef mishnah in the Ran, there's a view in the Gemara that mumar ochel nedela l'teyavon is a mumar l'kol ha'tarah kula. Right? That's one extreme. Then you have the other extreme, even a mumar l'avodah zarah, right, it's not a mumar l'kol ha'tarah kula. Right, you judge each. You know, he has a fetish about avodah zarah, or he's a rasha legabe avodah zarah, but he's not a rasha legabe shar mitzvos. Right, so you have two very extreme views, and in between, so we try to figure out mumar l'avodah zarah. We're trying to figure out mumar l'teyavon, and of course, we also have in, you know, lurking mumar l'hachetz. Okay, so we'll continue with this. I just want to, we'll gather some of the data and then try to show some of the Rishonim that are consistent, including the Rambam. And again, trying to not spend too much time on it, but a little bit for sure. Let's try to get through the Rajba, Rosh, Rambam next time, and then I'll add more specific things to fill out the picture.
That aren't necessarily saying there's like a shame mumar, but it's just once you already the lax.